international staffing selection criteria, typically from the Ronald's model, which we discussed a while ago. With the important point which we are discussing here, one of the important point is the point number one, which focuses on the job factors. Job factors are similar technical competencies as required from a job point of view in the Tung's finding, which includes technical skills, managerial skill, administrative competent, administrative competent skills as a part of the table which we just saw a while ago. And these were the important parameters which we spoke about in the image, which focuses on the job factor, the relationship factor, then the motivational factor, the motivational state, then the family situation, and the language skills. So now we discussed about the job factors. Let's continue to discuss on the other element, which is point number two, which is relation, which is the relational dimensions. This dimension follows an aspect of personal characteristics from the Tung's framework. Here, the focus, typically brings forward the several components, which is the tolerance level of the ambiguity, behavioral, skill set, the flexibility part. At the same time, the non-judgmental element of it, the culture, the cultural empathy, low ethnocentrism, and interpersonal skills were one of the important findings as a part of the relational dimension. From a motivational state point of view, willingness to relocate, interest in working abroad, the curiousness about the culture, knowing the culture, understanding the people and working together of the host country, and so all and so in all of them were significant factors from overall success, successful international assignment as per the study which was done by the Ronald's model. The point number four focuses on the family situation, because here family situation is the inherited from the Tung's theory, and here family requirements are highly interrelated from an expatriate's point of view, and social adjustments, particularly the spouse's availability, that adaptability is very important from overall success of the assignment point of view. The point five here focuses on the language skill, because different languages, a difference in languages is considered to be the main obstacle for the communication of people from different countries or areas, and reason for and that's the reason a lot of things have been discussed, and also the reason for cultural shock, because they are not able to adjust to the local language where they are associated with, where they are being working together. Therefore, it is necessarily for MNCs to have enough emphasis, emphasis to be given on the expatriates' language, their ability to be able to work well and communicate well, and besides host country language, non-verbal communication is also one of the important elements for them to be able to work together. And hence, all these five elements, five dimensional elements above helps the expatriates to gain greater success for an international assignment. Let's understand the family readiness element from the study. Many studies have identified the family support as a critical factor in determining the success, whether the employee is going to accept the international assignment or not, because this is one of the important elements from an overall adaptability and flexibility point of view, whether the family is ready to take up this international assignment from an expat policy point of view. Studies have also recommended that the five screens need to have access to the family readiness, and these were the five screens which particularly the five levels which we are discussing upon. First is the life staging of the family. Second is the role of the extended family. Third, previous life experiences and temperament of the spouse. Fourth, the compatibility of the spouse's role in the home and the host cultures. and adequacy, proper standards for the schooling and childcare arrangement. And that's the reason, as a part of this study, these five important parameters were discussed from a family readiness point of view. From a family readiness point of view, or from a life stage of a family, there are times in there are times in the life of the family when they feel they can accept an overseas assignment, whereas many a times they feel they must say no to it. And this is also one of the reason why many a times, these are the challenges which they go through, and these times are highly family specific reasons for them to accept or to reject the proposal from an expat management point of view. Some families prefer accepting such an assignment when the children are smaller, rather, they are small rather than when they are in high school, because here they are more flexible, they're adaptable. So when the child is small, it is easy for them to adapt to the new culture. But with a growing child, with a grown-up child, it becomes a little difficult. And hence, this is one of the important parameters to be able to consider from a readiness point of view. At the same time, some others feel taking up during their obsolescence, under their adult stage, because many a times, when they have the expats, they have their children who are, of a bigger age or at the adulthood, it becomes a little difficult for the expats to be able to understand from an overall family readiness point of view as a part of the life stage of a family. Some others have elderly or ailing family members due to which they may not be able to take up an international assignment. And obviously, it is a person specific, personal specific, and that's the reason many a times they are not taking up international assignments. It is the role of the human resources professional to talk to the family and gain a realistic perspective through presenting them the pros and cons of taking up and such assignment. And this is also one of the important criteria, because for anybody to be able to make the employees understand the role of the HR and how they can adjust, how they can help the expats to take up these assignments, are some of the important discussions from a HRM point of view, which needs to be considered from an overall professional setup and from a family gain or realistic approach point of view. A family readiness role of an extended family. Individuals from US, individuals from non-US countries may have strong cultural preferences for extended families, and the expatriate spouse may find the assignment to be lonely and isolating, because they will not be able to adjust in the new, typical culture. And then somebody who comes from a non-US culture, definitely they will find it a little difficult. The situation becomes really tough when the expatriates become preoccupied with a lot of tasks allocated to them from a work point of view, leaving the spouse to, fend for all himself or herself. And hence, when the expat is busy working in his home location in this particular country, many a times the spouse of the expat may find isolated, wherein they will not be able to have a proper work-life balance. And hence, the family readiness role, from a extended family point of view, is one of the important parameters we spoke about. The role of the extended families become very important at certain stage of life if the family has young children or elderly parents. The loss will be felt, acutely, because it's clearly one of the parameters where they will find difficult to be able to adjust in the new culture. These emotional conflicts between the family and work definitely will affect the work performance of the expats and the overall performance within the organization. Family readiness from a previous life experience and the temperament of the spouse is one of the studies which was done. And basis of the studies that have been done, it was found that spouse who are adjusting, who adjust easily, are described as educated, open, curious, gregarious, observant and about the other's culture, you know, people's culture, and they are flexible. And of course, these are one of the important attributes from a family readiness point of view, typically from a previous life experiences and the temperament of the spouse point of view. They are already known or are interested in learning the second language. These are one of the important parameters, because here they show the openness to the new culture, to the new learning environment, and that's how the expats and the family members and the spouse can be easily be able to adjust in the new culture, into the new environment. Spouses who adjust well have also, you know, had previously travel experiences, because that adds simplicity and it makes the entire process less complicated, because they have a previous experience of working abroad, and from an expat policy point of view, they have experiences in other countries which they have traveled earlier. Eventually, they develop an autonomy and self-realization, self-reliance, self-realiances needed to live in other countries, one of the important parameters from a developed process point of view. Spouses that don't adjust well are so attached to their family and community that separation is one of the severe hardship, and that's the reason, from a spouse temperament point of view, from a family readiness point of view, from a previous life experiences point of view, it's very important for the spouses to understand, to have that travel experiences, and basis on the experiences, they need to take up final decisions, and they need to be flexible to be able to come out positively from the hardship and from a separation point of view, because here the expat will be able to do more justice, and that's how a positive work-life balance between the expat and the family and the spouse will be one of the important parameters to discuss and to learn upon. The family readiness, compatibility of the spouses, role in the home and the host countries is one of the points which we need to discuss upon. While the spouse satisfaction with the expatriate's life are high, average or low, for example, many modern women who wish to pursue their own careers is one of the important parameters of the spouse's satisfaction level. This may also be true in the cases when the so-called trailing spouse is a man. And typically, when we talk about the gender, related challenges, typically from the early careers, from a career of a woman who is coming back to the corporate, these are the important parameters. Typically, when a trailing spouse is considered, if the gender is male, it becomes a little difficult to be able to adjust from an overall management point of view. The host country may not offer spouse many or any options or choices, and that's the reason the family readiness part is one of the important parameter of a from a compatibility point of view. Instead of the trailing spouse, especially if female, may end up with obligations related to the expatriate's career, educational support or job placement for the trailing spouse, and official company recognition for the spouse's role as a partner, in the assignment, especially when the extensive entertainment is required, and in two strategies of working with the trail spouse and independent career aspirations. And that's the reason these are the important parameters to be considered from an educational support point of view or from a job placement point of view, typically when we have the spouse part being discussed from an expat, expat rights career objective point of view. Let's talk about the readiness of the the adequacy of schooling and child care arrangement from overall expat management point of view. In the context of children or young adults, there are both challenges and opportunities which we need to focus upon. When the children attend an international or public schools, there are many benefits, like learn English or the native language, meet youngsters from many part of the world, make new friends, learn to participate in different school activities. These are one of the important points to be discussed from a family readiness point of view, typically when you have children who are school-going children as a part of your expat management point of view. However, there are certain drawbacks we need to focus upon. For example, schools may not offer the courses or subjects offered in the child's own country. For example, somebody who is very familiar in many of the languages, let's say English as a language or Hindi as a language or Sanskrit as a language, with other locations, they may not be able to adjust the new country where the expat's child are being studied. They will not be able to adjust in the new culture because there is a language barrier and there is an issue from a subject point of view. And hence, these are certain challenges which typically are being thrown upon to the expats from an overall management point of view. And that's the reason in many countries, you know, in many countries, typically, the subjects which are offered to your child's own country at the same time when they are returning to a new location, and at the same time they have, you know, their friends and their peers who are coming with a different culture, it is a little difficult for the expats to manage the overall study from the children of the expat management point of view. Sometimes language barrier can result in child being placed into a lower grade, because of course the overall grading mechanism, if the child is not able to score in one of the languages or one of the key critical key elements of the study, this may pull the overall grades of the child lower, and it may impact on the confidence and the overall working of the expats. In some parts of the world, there are concerns about the equality of educational institutions and their security as well, because every country has its own way of having their syllabus and designing their state-driven, country-driven policies. And that's the reason in many part of this country it is a little difficult from the expats to consider the proper childcare arrangements from a family readiness point of view. Let's talk about the expat preparation. When the expatriates are preparing for the new job, there are certain elements we need to consider upon. Let's understand these elements in a little better way. Management in foreign countries is challenging since the expats have, has to face a host of challenges which is non-expatriate colleagues don't have to consider. Because when the host country, the host location is being considered as a part of the expat management, a lot of challenges are being discussed upon. And hence, from a host country and from an expat country's point of view, a lot of discussions, a lot of challenges are being spoken about from an overall consideration point of view. He or she also faces cultural shock, new value system, social readjustments, adjustment to the host country, the modus operandi, problems related to communication, the differences between the languages, communication differences, the inferior levels of training, the feeling of being left over, the interpretation of unfamiliar body languages, and eventually the reappropriation, because here the expat finds it a little difficult, and if things don't go well as per the plan, definitely there will be a certain negative element where the expat is not comfortable and is not finding the right match which he was looking for from overall work culture point of view. Now that we spoke about the expatriate preparation from overall management from a foreign location point of view, we also spoke about the cultural shock and the adjustments, which typically requires a lot of social readjustments from a country's modus operandi. A recent study suggested that typically from expatriate posting point of view, any failure in between may cost up to $2,50,000 to $3,00,000, depending upon the expatriate's employees' salary and other parameters from a location and the family transfers being involved. Hence, this is a costly affair, especially from the expatriate's preparation point of view. At the same time, there are also certain hidden cost, which is a cost of loss of customers' goodwill, ineffective product support, poor communication or a poor company morale policy, and a friction between the home and the foreign offices, and such contributes such elements contributes to the negative publicity, or contributes negatively to the overall expat preparation point of view. And hence the key to expat successful intercultural training is one of the elements we need to focus upon, as it is one of the most general level of intercultural training, providing from overall about providing them training people going going to foreign countries where they know the know-how about the new culture, the new people they are getting associated to ensure that they have settled in the new life and the new surrounding which they are getting into. This also focuses as well as preparing the individual or families for the ups and downs of the cultural shock, which typically is one of the important elements, such as intercultural courses, which focuses them to be wherein preparing them, preparing the people with some of the weird and the most insightful sites, typically from the smells, the sound, and all the other element of the cultural sensitivity point of view, are one of the points to be considered as a part of all these elements being coming across. For an actual expatriate employee, they would also be given and insight about the work style, the working styles, the working communication styles, the communication techniques, the preferences, the style of their communication preferences, email etiquette, the email communication part, and of course the expectations from a new culture point of view. Many businesses wrongly assume that people will be able to gel well and settle well, and many see intercultural training as luxury and not investment, and that's the reason today it's very important from an overall expatriates preparation point of view. We invest a lot on their overall development to be able to adjust them into new culture which they'll get into, because a lot of them are not able to come out of the cultural shock which they have got as a part of their expat training, as a part of their day-to-day work management in the new location, and they find it a little difficult, and hence many countries are not able to cope up with the stress, and that's the reason a lot of investment is done, and it's worth investing, because this is not a luxury, this is something which is mandatory from an overall expat management point of view. Key to an expat's a success training language is one of the elements we need to focus upon. Learning the native language will give expatriates a chance to truly interact with the locals, show the respect to the local culture, and engage them in a full expat experience. In order to feel at home, being to able to understand and speak some of the languages, at least the daily conversation from an important element is and part of our discussion, because here at least they will be familiar with the local culture, they'll be able to understand the local language, because if you're able to do it at the base level, you can slowly and gradually develop the overall expat management system, and you can prepare the expat well in advance for the future challenges which he or she is going to get into. As per the study which was done in the recent past, it mentions that a survey done by the workforce provider Right Management cited that SHRM site in the year 2013 says that 25% of the organization surveyed provide language training, and that's the reason it is very important for them to adjust to the new culture, because language becomes one of the a major component where they find it little difficult to adjust in the new culture. International research studies have shown that learning local language has been rated, has rated by expat as the biggest hurdle to overcome when relocating, because they are not adjusted, they are not aware of the new culture which they are getting into, because they all have been, the upbringing is done in such a way that they may not be aware of the new culture where the expat is getting into from a new location point of view. Hence, it is very important that studies has mentioned that this is one of the important parameter where overcoming and relocating becomes one of the challenges from an expat, day-to-day operations point of view. A key to expat, success, trip, some of the elements which you spoke about, that some organizations go a step forward to allow the prospective expatriates and the family to go on a familiarization trip to a foreign location to be able to adjust and get acclimatized to the new culture. For example, a Federal Express, Colgate-Palmolive, and Apache Corporate send their prospective expats and their families to such exposures so that they are able to familiar to the new culture which they are getting into, while at the locations they have to live like the natives by taking public transportation, shopping in the local stores, visiting the prospective schools and the current expatriates, because here they are getting familiar to the new culture. And of course, there are a lot of challenges, but such challenges are positive because here they are getting exposed to the new culture, which helps them to get into the new prospective location much quickly. And from a long-term perspective, it will help them to manage their day-to-day operations very well. A key to expat success documentary and practical information on the new location. There are important elements which we need to consider, like information on the key components like cultural debriefing. One of the elements which focus here is on the cultural debriefing, because here traditions, histories, traditional history, government, economic, family conditions, clothing, housing requirement, visa application processes, all these are the points which are considered from a cultural debriefing point of view. Also, specific information like drug usage as per the law, whether or not the expat uses the drugs appropriately, basis on the local consumption, alcohol consumption, and the other important elements of the drug usage. Alcohol usage, gets special attention when expat are going to Muslim or Arabic countries such as Saudi Arabia, and hence basis on the local traditions, on the local customs, a lot of cultural debriefing is required as one of the key important elements of the success ratios of the expat documentary. Assignment, the point number two is assignment briefing, length of assignment, vacation, salary allowances, tax consequences, and other part of the repatriates policy are to be considered as a part of the policy. Relocation requires shipping, packing, storage, home sale or retail, information about the new housing society, the locations, etc., etc., are the important elements discussed upon as a part of our information gathering from a key components point of view. We spoke about the cultural debriefing, we spoke about the assignment briefing, we spoke about the relocation requirement. Now let's understand the key for expat success from an arrival orientation point of view. Upon arrival, the employees and family should be met with the assigned company sponsor. This will help at three level, and the dedicated support from staff is needed to do this. And this is where the purpose to reduce the stress stemming and from the clashing from a work and family and the family demands these important parameters. Point number one here focuses on the orientation towards the environment, the schools, the school, the housing, the medical facilities, transportations, shopping malls, and the other elements such as similar to subjects dealing with the local government official. These are the important parameters as a part of the arrival orientation for the expats which are getting into a new location. Point number two here focuses on the orientation towards the work unit and the fellow employees. Often the supervisor or delegate or assigning a buddy from from the work until the new office norms and the politics, you know, are being considered as a part of the day-to-day activities, as well as introducing the employees to his co-workers, discuss on the expectations on the job, you know, off the job, and at the same time share his or her experiences as an expat. The objective of this is to relieve the feelings of strangeness or tension that an expat experiences typically in the initial days of his you know, day-to-day work environment. Point number three here focuses on the orientation to the actual job. This you know, may be in the extend in extended you know, process that focuses on cultural differences in the way the job is done, and hence the employee, the expat here, focuses on the cultural alignment to be able to understand that from an orientation point of view, from my arrival point of view, what are the key challenges I will be focusing and I will be experiencing down the line. Let's move on to the next particular element, which is the expatriate adjustments. From the expatriate's adjustment point of view, this is a four phrase, you know, this has been described into particularly into four phases of the adjustment cycle, and particularly the elements which focusing here is adjustment cycle, symptoms, and suggested coping strategies related to each are well documented and are often presented to the transferees during the pre-departure from a cultural, you know, strong culture orientation point of view. International transferees and their family members who do not feel supported, often you know, supported both professionally and personally by their sponsoring organization throughout the entire assignment, may start to be feeling isolated, and the overall experience will not be good. It will be you know, a resentless you know, it will be a resentful you know, non-positive experience, because hence all these important parameters from a four phases you know, from a adjustment cycle point of view have to be considered. This can also lead to be failed assignment, early repatriation, and high you know, incidences of attrition upon the re-entry, a bad PR for the organization and the company, and of course from both home and overseas assignment point of view, this will not be a good experiences from from the expatriate's adjustment point of view. The typical phases of adaptation typically which are being discussed upon are the preparation mode, the honeymoon period, the cultural shock, and the adaptation period, which we discussed a while ago in our earlier chapter. And that's the reason this is one of the important element, because the cultural shock which the expat gets into definitely takes a lot of time, and they many a times are not able to come out of it from an overall adaptation point of view. Let's understand the adjustment cycle in a better way. If you see, first is the positive part, then the negative part, and at the center you have the feelings. Initially, at the start of the criteria, the start of the phase, you know, it is always at the high, because here the expat is looking forward to the new culture and he's learning new things. But suddenly, with the cultural realignment, it is not easy for them to get adjusted to the new process. And that's the reason, you know, if you see from the positive, from the level to being most positive to the most negative, there is a very strange big dip phase which comes into the, you know, as a cultural shock. And from an overall, you know, cultural sensitivity point of view, once he or she gets adjusted and he's taking his family into consideration, and the overall expat management process, along with the support of the HR and the teams here, the local support, you will be able to see a increase in the graph. And that's the reason, if you see, there is a stability down the line, and that's the reason the fourth stage which we refer here is a stable stage of the overall adjustment cycle from the expat management point of view. Talking about the adjusting, you know, the adjustment cycle, the adjustment cycle preparedness, preparation point of view, during the pre-departure period, this excitement at the prospect is, you know, starting over and experiencing a different country, culture, and the lifestyle, because this is where they are getting exposed to a new culture. This is often, you know, tempered by the anxiety which is produced by moving into unfamiliar territory, both literally and from a figuratively point of view. They are preparing themselves to be able to adjust to the new culture. And that's the reason the adjustment cycle preparation element is one of the important part of the expat management point of view, where they are doing a lot of adjustments to be able to adapt to the new culture. Very often the roles and responsibilities tend to be polarized, especially in the employees, in the employees expected to assume the new position and be in country immediately, leaving the spouse to organize the logistics and to move on. And hence, many a times they find it very difficult, because here they are not able to adjust their spouses and their immediate family members, because a lot of things are reorganized, are to be taken into consideration from an overall stability point of view. Adjustment of adjustment cycle honeymoon is a period which is referred to be, this is the time when an expatriate family's relationship to the new environment is viewed thoroughly through the tinted glasses, because this is very critical for the employee and his family members from an expat management point of view to understand the entire adjustment period. Everything seems to be new and exciting and exotic, because this is the start of that new experiences they are getting into. After relocating, the family, the family has been into the spotlight and been kept and been swept along with a very wave supporting wishes. They are suddenly a feeling of being isolated or being stuck and unable to move ahead in life is in the new environment is one of the challenges which typically the adjustment cycle honeymoon period is to be considered. And that's the reason a lot of companies today are focusing on how they manage the expatriate family from an overall relationship point of view to be able to adjust to the new working culture. At the same time, the adjustment cycle cultural shock focuses here. Once the family emerge from the cocoon of the honeymoon state, the rosy, fades, the goody-goody image, all the positive images and the real experiences now starts. And that's the reason they find they are exposed to the reality of the new life which they are getting into from an overall environment, sets in point of view. The downward slide of the expats, management point of view, a lot of adjustments and a lot of cultural shock, and the cycle is referred to be a cultural shock, because here they thought that they'll be able to adjust from an overall flexibility point of view, but many a times the expat finds it little difficult from a family pressure and any other all other cultural shock which they are getting as a part of the expat management process. This also causes includes a feeling of isolation, communication issues and discomfort with some of the aspects of the cultural alignment and the overall culture or the local environment in which they are working. It is important for professionals who support international staff and their family members to be aware of the expats, and can be so overwhelming by the experience of cultural shock that they often fail to recognize the onset or because of the symptoms or known when and how they should seek help. And because of this, many a times they're not aware that what is the right help or what is the approach in which they will be able to adjust from an international support point of view, from overall staffing point of view, whether they are being exposed to such cultures. And that's the reason this is one of the important elements of the expat management. And that's the reason all these symptoms or know-how need to be taken into consideration to be able to seek any help which they need from overall cultural adaptation point of view.